Chapter 4. For years afterward, many commentators on American life would refer to 9/11 as the day everything changed, a phrase meant to mark that stunning moment when the nation awoke from its debilitating obsession with trivia and confronted existential threats. The act of terror, followed by war, and all that came thundering in their wake, instantly overshadowed the scandal mentality that had long dominated news coverage, political analysis, and commentary. Suddenly, the sustained hysteria over such banal concerns as the Whitewater land deal and the Monica Lewinsky affair seemed shamefully misguided. Even a few leading figures in the Washington press corps were glimpsed briefly flagellating themselves for those sins. The national mood of reflection and humility did not linger too long, however, especially concerning the subject of William Jefferson Clinton. Scarcely taking breath after the terrorist attacks, while the rest of the country mourned, Clinton's dedicated adversaries seized upon 9/11 as an opportunity to resume their pursuit of the politics of personal destruction that blighted public discourse during his 8 years in the White House. With a powerful impulse to blame someone in authority, at a moment when nobody dared to scrutinize the actions of George W. Bush, Commander-in-Chief, the former president became an irresistible target. Representative Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican from Laguna Beach, California, literally couldn't resist for more than a few hours. At a news conference on September 11th, Rohrabacher explained that the disaster's underlying cause was simple. "We had Bill Clinton backing off, letting the Taliban go, over and over again." The right-wing congressman may have hoped that if blame fell on Clinton, nobody would remember how Rohrabacher had once welcomed the Taliban's seizure of power, praising the Islamist movement's determination to establish a disciplined moral society that would emphasize stability. Others on the right swiftly joined the chorus of condemnation, from Newt Gingrich, who denounced Clinton's pathetically weak, ineffective ability to focus on the terrorist threat, through an assortment of pundits and politicians, almost none of whom had paid much attention to terrorism, Al-Qaeda, or Osama bin Laden before September 12, 2001. Nearly all.